Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here in my house
and I'm cooking.
Yes, Mum's actually walked in 10 minutes late.
What are you cooking?
What are you doing? What are you thinking about?
I was just looking at Alice twisting her knobs. To be honest.
Are you high?
No.
Well, we have a very important man in the food and entertainment business. He has basically the top food travel program on Netflix. 6 seasons of food and travel. His name is Phil Rosenthal. He was the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond, a really successful sitcom in the States. And now he's become the face of food and travel with his program Somebody Feed Phil. It has the best theme tune. He's this very kind, sweet man who goes around the world and eats at the best places. Some fancy, some places like holes in the walls, recommended by really excellent people. It is a really heartwarming, gentle watch and also really exciting. And there's so many recommendations. If you're going on a trip somewhere, just check if Phil's been there for some food recommendations. He has been everywhere from Seoul to New Orleans to Marrakesh, London, featured Brat and Rovi on there. He just seems like a really nice bloke. So because he's so interested in eating kind of traditional foods, I thought it was a no-brainer to give him an English fry-up. So what have I got? I've got H.G. Walter Streaky Bacon, because H.G. Walter Streaky Bacon, I think, is the best bacon ever. And this is not an ad, but on the Gorillaz app, you can get H.G. Walter and it's bloody good meat. I've done homemade smoky baked beans, which I did this morning. I've done some portobello mushrooms done with rosemary and whole grain mustard that you stir for at the end. What else have I done? Bubble and squeak. I had some potatoes that I needed doing, so I put them in the oven, scooped it out, had half a cabbage, shoved that in, onion, butter, salt, pepper, thyme and rosemary. So that's going in. And then I've got black pudding, sausages, fried egg. Oh, and sourdough from Dusty Knuckle. Thank you, producer Alice.
Thank you, producer Alice.
It's his birthday, so for pudding, you know I'm crap at cakes, so I got him a Colin the Caterpillar.
Yeah.
Do you think he's ever had a Colin the Caterpillar?
Shouldn't think so, darling.
Quintessential British birthday emergency cake.
And Babka.
Babka is courtesy of Honey & Co. It's a Valentine's special, which when this comes out, probably won't be Valentine's special, but they should keep it on because it is looks so beautiful. It's in a tin. It's rose petals. It's got a kind of some kind of cardamom custardy something in there. It looks glorious. So you have me a bit of that. I hope he comes hungry. Phil Rosenthal coming up on Table Manners. Somebody feed Phil. I'm going to feed you today.
I'm excited.
You are even more warm in real life than you are even on Netflix, and you're very warm on Netflix. You've got a very kind face, kind eyes, gentle, sweet Phil. Is that right?
It's a big act.
It's not.
You also remind me of Mum's cousin, Michael Gissing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a kind of... Anyway, thank you for being here and happy birthday.
Thank you. As I told you when I came in, there's no place I'd rather be.
So what brings you to London?
I'm doing a show tonight and tomorrow night at the Hackney Empire.
Have you been to Hackney Empire before?
No.
Great places to eat. around really? There? Well, Hackney's the best for food.
Well, I'm going into Shum.
Delicious. That's Which what I one like. Are you going to?
Shoreditch.
Oh, Shoreditch. I've only ever been to King's
I
Cross.
I think we filmed part of our London episode there.
Did you film Yotam? Because he's in your book.
Yes, we did.
And you went to Brat as well.
Yes, we did. And I'm going there tomorrow night.
For the turbot?
Of course.
Ugh.
It's unbelievable.
Is that where we had the turbot?
Yeah, they spray it with the lemon juice. You've got it in your recipe book. That book is great because it's recipes, but also it's a travel guide. The stories. Yes. The stories.
It's a hybrid. Yeah,
and it really works.
I'm so happy. I wrote it with someone named Jen Garby, who's a cookbook expert.
Okay.
I don't know anything about making a cookbook. I could tell my stories and how the show got started, and there's behind-the-scenes photos and all that kind of thing. And then there are the 60 most requested recipes from the first four seasons of the show. So I think that's why people like it.
No, but
But I don't cook. You cook.
I do cook. But
you don't cook.
I don't.
Well, you're in New Yorker.
You will be able to
you
cook.
You eat out. You ate out all the time, right?
No, all the time.
They can all cook.
But I need to know.
Yeah.
Your parents.
Yes, not cooks.
Oh, yeah. Well, you talk about your mum not being the best cook.
She was good in every other aspect of life. She was so supportive, very sweet, very intelligent, very cultured, turned me on to the whole world of the arts, and was incredibly supportive. Cooking, not her strong suit.
So what is a memorable dish that your mum made, good or bad?
The worst one.
Yeah, let's go there.
This is now legendary. For Passover, you can't have flour, bread, right? Yeah. You can't have bread. So she found this recipe, I think, in an anti-Semitic cookbook. And she made matzah lasagna.
Oh, I've got that. I've got the recipe for that.
You do?
Have you ever
I
made
don't
it?
Want it.
And that is what we're cooking you, Phil. Happy birthday.
Goodbye, everybody. Instead of sheets of pasta, sheets of matzah. It was like a cardboard souffle.
Oh.
It was... inedible. The cat wouldn't eat it. It was inedible.
Did you laugh about it?
Yeah, oh, yes, for years and years and years.
I've got a recipe for matzah misu. Tiramisu made with matzah.
Oh. Matzah misu. I like the name.
I think we're losing every listener that you have.
So that was a bad one. But there a dish that, you know, even
also
though...
with matzah. Matzah ball soup. Her matzah ball soup was good. Very good. Very good. And I know you're going to ask me about my last meal. And that would be the final... No, it wouldn't be the final thing. It would certainly be part of it.
Yeah.
And then I would have some of her steak and that would finish me off.
Who would you have with you on your last meal?
Oh, what are you doing later?
Okay, I'm there.
You're going if it's Dishoom.
Yeah. Oh. I won't go if it's Dishoom. They do good cocktails.
Yes, too. They do. Do you know what the number one pet peeve of restaurant goers is? They did a survey.
No.
What is it?
I'm wondering if you can guess.
Well, is it that they take away their plates before you're finished? Like everyone's finished?
Oh, no.
But that's an American thing that you do and it... We don't
get it in England. So if we're all sitting together,
yes,
and you finish your plate first, right, and we're still eating, they'll take your plate away
because they think that's
because it's
kind.
Dirty, and they think that's what they should do.
But in England,
you would never do it till everyone's finished.
Did you find that in every restaurant you go to
in America? Yeah.
Oh, you know, I never noticed that.
And it drives us mad. It feels so rude to us.
It doesn't drive me as mad as it drives you.
It drives me mad. But you know, we haven't quite finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I guess, a particular British thing because you're not used to that.
So what is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
Waiting for the check.
Oh, yeah. No, I can understand that.
Because you're done now you'd like to go and you can't go.
Yeah.
And people hate that feeling.
Yes.
I understand that. That's not my pet peeve. My number one pet peeve.
What's yours?
What?
The loud music.
Me too.
I'm here to talk to you.
Yeah.
If I go out to eat with you, I want to be with you and talk to you.
Also, with all the new restaurants with hard surfaces.
That's right.
Also, you've got lots of people talking.
Yeah.
And you don't hear the music. You hear just a banging beat in the background.
Yes.
It's not proper music.
And the
it's
older
not
I
atmospheric.
Get,
yeah.
the more trouble I have hearing. And so
Me too.
I will actually
yeah, it's
say.
Exactly the same.
I have a bit of a hearing problem. Can you turn it down?
Oh, that's a really clever
yes,
way of doing
it. I try.
Yeah, but they would for you.
Have pity
they,
on me.
But you
right?
could do it with your sweet eyes, and then they'll go, okay.
And he's
Whereas Mum's like, can you turn it down? happening.
Excuse me, I can't hear. We did that last night.
And the truth is, I don't really have a hearing problem, but I do have a hearing problem in this restaurant
yeah,
right now.
Me too.
So
yeah,
that's what I say.
I love that.
Right?
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you know why the music is loud in so many places?
Why?
You want to guess at that reason?
Because they're fighting in the kitchen?
Nope.
They want you to leave.
That's it. How did you know that?
Producer Alice just said they want you to leave.
That's exactly
You're
the reason.
They can turn over
That's
the place.
Right. This is my kitchen secret.
Kitchen confidential.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But it's antithetical to the reason we love restaurants, right? It doesn't work for me. You want to feel welcome.
Yeah.
And you want to feel, but at the same time, I invest in restaurants. Because I'm not very bright, but I love them so much. But I also understand they have to. The margins are so slim,
yeah, they
right,
are.
To make any kind of living,
yeah.
right? That they'll try anything to get an advantage, to try to get one more extra seating if they can per night. So they crank this up because it's a matter of their survival.
People can't. But sometimes if I go with girlfriends of my age, we go and I have to say, please, can we not go to that place? I love
it's
the food,
loud.
But I can't hear.
Of course, me too.
And it's not even just music. They cram
I
so many people
That's right.
in.
Jews complaining.
Do you think?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
I think it's anyone.
Where do you live, Phil?
I live in Hancock Park in the center of Los Angeles.
Oh, I love
it. You know it?
Park. Yeah, I like Larchmont.
That's my. I walk
actually,
there every single day with my dog. Do you come to LA a lot?
Yeah, I went.
Can we go eat when you come?
Oh my God.
I'm going,
You'll
but
be my
I'm,
guest.
I'm coming in March.
Hopefully
she's
I'll be
holding
there.
Phil's
I'm
hand
coming
as
in
she
March,
says this, Phil.
Phil
is locked
and
in.
Looking into his eyes. I was there in October. I was there in October and December.
Yeah.
I went to Safi's twice.
Safi's is so good.
Well, that chef happens to be one of the best chefs in the world. You know his Bestia. And Bevel?
Yeah,
I've been to Bevel, but not
Bestia. I did go to Bestia.
I think Safi's is better than Bevel.
More casual, certainly. But the lamb neck shawarma at Bevel
very,
is one of the great dishes
very
in
great.
The world. I think.
Do you think Yotam is your favorite over him or not?
Equal.
No,
okay.
I think...
Equal and different.
Have you been to Honey & Co?
Oh, yeah, that's when you should eat whilst you're here.
Their lamb shawarma is, I promise you, better than the one at... Safi's.
Honey & Co.
I don't know how long you've got to be here.
I don't
here.
Have enough time.
Oh, you've got to go to...
Well, we've got a babka that we're going to give you a bit later.
Oh, nice.
I'm giving you a fry-up today, but it's kind of a grill-up.
A Phil English
breakfast. You know what a fry-up is.
I do.
And I know you've got lots of meals to eat today.
So
you can have a little
very
taste.
Small
you have
amounts.
A little taste of everything.
I don't want to offend anybody, so I'm going to taste
make
everything.
Make it very small.
I'll taste yeah. everything. I'll finish nothing.
Okay,
is that
part of the secret?
Is that
the,
yeah?
That's
what John Turow
like,
said
look
as
at
well.
This. Yeah, he's slim.
But
darling.
Sometimes things are too good to not finish. No.
You know how they make a dog food commercial?
How?
No. They don't feed the dog until the commercial.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
So that's how we do the
so
show.
So have you not eaten
so
yet?
So I don't eat until the scene, and so it looks like I eat a lot. I do, but it's a week's worth of filming.
Yeah.
Condensed into less than an hour.
Okay.
So that scene you're seeing. That's probably what I ate that day.
Do you think that's why you think everything is so delicious? Because you're just so famished.
That's part of it. You want to be, you want to say, oh boy, when the food comes, not oh no. And I've been in that situation too.
But I feel like you've got, you're scared of the fact that I'm feeding you. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
If you're okay with me not finishing everything.
I'm okay.
No,
because I'm going to give you less.
No, nice. She's going to... She usually overdoes it because we're feeders.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll put little on his plate, Jess.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes,
Can
I will.
Can I just tell you, look how slim he is. And he does food
well,
all
you know
the time.
Why, Mum? Because we eat fucking three-course meals three times a week during this podcast. We're buggered.
Yeah. Yeah, with champagne.
I have a podcast too called Naked Lunch, and we eat lunch.
With
and
no clothes
With our
on.
Guests.
Oh,
why, would you like that?
No, it's called Naked Lunch.
it's from a William Burroughs novel, Naked Lunch.
There used to be the
naked
chef here.
The naked part is the hopefully the conversation.
And how do you find it? Do you cook the meal? No.
No, we take away.
And does the guest choose the takeaway?
Sometimes, if they're interested. Otherwise, they like me to feed them.
Okay, fine.
And we share everything.
Phil, you're the king of eating.
I am.
What would be your favourite food to eat, kind of, and your favourite restaurant? Do you like Indian food? Because you can't really, it's not great in LA, is it?
Oh, we have some good places.
Do you know?
London wins, I think.
Yeah.
By the way, I haven't been to India. Have you?
Yeah.
I'm dying to go. That's next on the list.
I've been to Kerala. It's delicious.
I can't wait.
It's wonderful.
I can't wait. I always say if you love a food, you go to the source.
Yeah.
You know where they have really great Italian food? Italy.
Italy, it's true.
Yes. So that's
Indian
why I'm encouraging
food is your
people
favorite.
To go. No, it's only one of the favorites.
So
Italian is amazing. I think the number one food that I could live on the rest of my life is probably pizza.
Could you? It would be the last thing that I could live
why?
On.
Why?
I
don't
must
like
eat it.
It
twice a year. It's
really?
Not...
That is such a lie, Mum.
No,
you had it at the weekend with my children.
Because of your children.
They're already in January.
But because of your children, I wouldn't eat it normally.
You're so selfish. No, I like that chocolate in your fridge for my son.
But I would never go out to a pizza place with friends. Would you? Or would you order in pizza?
Yes, he would. He's saying it's his favourite place.
He said it's one of the things he could
so
live
listen,
on.
So listen. There are now... pizza places in New York and LA, all over. I'm sure they're here too, where it is world class, where you can't believe
Mozza.
How delicious. Yeah, Mozza.
Nancy
yeah.
Silverton.
Mozza, yes. How about Pizzana?
No, that's
from Daniele Uditi, who used to be the pizzaiola in Naples at the most famous pizzeria in the world. And then he came to America, and his pizzas are phenomenal. When it's great, I think, it's one of the great pleasures in life. Speaking of the last meal, my last meal would be childhood favorites.
Okay, so right? You're having matzo ball soup.
Complete the cycle, right? If it is my last meal,
yeah,
go
me
back
too. I
to...
think I would do that.
And I think my favorite food in life,
yeah.
I've had all the fancy
okay.
meals, okay? I think when you have comfort food, the food you loved as a child growing up, and you have it elevated to a level where it's the best.
Okay.
Like I just had the best cheese toasty.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that cheese toasty. Where was it from?
Capcasian. It's a word for melted, I think. It's a word for melted.
I've never heard that.
You
want to
look it up?
Sounds like a
it's
German
It's
in
Borough
place.
Market. We featured it on the London episode.
Yeah.
Bill Oglethorpe is the proprietor. He used to work at Neil's Yard Dairy,
right.
And he was a grilled cheese fanatic. So he experimented with all types of cheeses to find the right ones that would melt perfectly and taste great. Then he puts little leeks and onions in it.
Oh, wow.
And he found the ideal bread as well. This was years
Which
of
bread?
Trial and
Sourdough.
Error. Poilin Bakery from Paris.
Oh, that's
oh my
favorite.
God.
Okay, so it's thin.
Fabulous.
So
fabulous.
Here's what happens. Yeah. You're going to love this.
I've never
He
heard
shreds
of
the cheese.
Yeah.
He puts in the leeks and onions under these two, between these two slices of bread. And he starts warming it on one panini press.
Yeah.
There's no butter because the cheese melts through the bread and becomes the butter of the bread. Then he moves it to the hotter panini press to finish it and crisp the... I can't believe you haven't had this.
I can't believe I haven't either. And
Borough
actually,
Market.
This is actually quite stressful for me that I haven't had this. Because I thought I knew about the
everything.
Best cheese toasty, which is this one at the Towpath Cafe, which you should eat at if
well,
you've
Well, listen,
ever been.
You might prefer it. Everybody's
I might,
different.
But it's got quince jelly in it, and I love that. But
John Turow gave
says
us a
we
tip.
Should put
mayonnaise on the outside.
I heard that too.
To crisp it up.
I heard
I'm,
that too.
I'm with you.
Somebody
I
said
bet, baste,
a, baste a turkey in mayonnaise. Coat the turkey with mayonnaise.
That'd
before
be a good
you,
idea.
Before you roast it, because it gets this gorgeous brown skin.
You'll never know because you won't be cooking it. But
no, but I'll advise.
I love this.
So who lives with you in Hancock Park?
My wife and my dog right now.
Your wife and dog.
And the kids are grown. The kids are 28.
How many children have you got?
Two. My
Two.
Boy is 28, Ben, and Lily is 25.
Oh, lovely.
And they're always, I put them on the show as much as I can.
And where do they live?
Nearby.
Nearby.
You know, the I always said that the one of the blessings of COVID, right?
Yeah.
If you didn't have tragedy.
Yeah.
Was that we were thrown together more. With the family, because that was your pod.
Did they come and?
Yes, they didn't live with us, but they were you know.
They were allowed to.
Yes.
Be in your. Yeah.
Exactly, and we were together almost every day,
yeah.
And so when your kids are in their 20s, Well, they don't want to be with mom and dad. They want to. They should be out living their lives.
Yeah.
But you know, my wife and I would evilly look at each other and go, "Hey, hey, they can't go." We get them a little longer. But you know what happened?
What?
That feeling stuck.
And people, and you're not still every day, you're very, very close.
But we got closer.
Yeah.
And it's a gift.
And you were close to your own parents.
I was. Yeah.
Yeah. So was that when you did you move away when they were still living in New York?
I did. Yeah. So
broke your parents' heart, no doubt.
They would come and visit us often. I would visit them often.
Yeah.
And we would travel together, the whole family with the parents.
So where did you go?
They loved. We came to London once. We came to Paris once. We went to Italy a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then we went up the coast of California with them. We did all kinds of things, you know, while they were still able. I recommend it. I recommend it to people whose parents might be a little older, because the sad truth is none of us last forever.
I thought the special about your parents was so beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
And you've got all your friends and family around to reminisce.
Yes.
It must have been really hard. I mean, of course, it's hard losing your parents.
Yes.
They were such a part of the show as well, you know, and how that changed things for you. Because I loved how you talked about them being like a postcard.
That's right.
And just the fact that your mum could never really use that, like when her eyes would be right up against it. It was just amazing. And but, you know, it's been such a... that you lost your parents. It's awful. But also them being part of this journey with you as well. How... I'm sorry that I'm still cooking.
No, you're fine. It was a joy to do, to be honest. My brother and I are so happy that we had the opportunity to do it, that we had an excuse to do it, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you do it for your parents? I always say if you had to deal with Netflix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I recommend...
You do it with your brother as well. I mean, it's yes, a full family.
It there. Is. But I realized when we finished it, we should have done this on our own, or we would have done it on our own had we not had the deal with Netflix, right? And I recommend that people do something like that. Some kind of filming of your folks telling their story for the grandkids, right?
Yeah.
Because we forget.
I've served you up, Phil.
Yes.
And I've done like a half a sausage. And I've done a half a black
pudding.
Look
at that bread. That bread looks incredible.
Oh, this
incredible.
Is the most.
Have you ever been to Dusty Knuckle Bakery?
No.
You need to go. It's great. It's in Shoreditch. The greatest bakery in London, I think.
Wow. It came to me, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
I got to try this hot bread while it's hot.
But I have...
Oh, it's very hot. Just, you're not kidding with the hot.
Okay, that is like...
Oh,
that
look
is
at
very
that.
Small.
A full English.
A full English. Have you had HP sauce before?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, great. Help yourself. Start eating. Relax.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I've just thought I'd balance out the fact that I'm having Shabbos dinner later with loads of pork.
So Jessie did her bat mitzvah just before Christmas.
Oh!
Age 38.
My wife did it around that age.
Really?
Yeah. She converted.
Oh, right, okay. Was it important for you to have her convert?
No, it was important to my grandmother, who she became great friends with.
Oh, that's lovely.
My grandmother didn't want to meet Monica.
Oh.
Because...
Less lovely.
I told her I had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
First question.
Is she Jewish?
That's right. I said, no, not exactly. She says, oh. I said, I'd love for you to meet her. She said, I'd rather not. I said, really? You know, Oma, German for grandmother, I understand where you came from, and I understand you having this feeling, but that was a long time ago, and this is someone special to me, and I would love for you to meet her. And she really agonized over this, and even talked to her daughter, my mother, about it. And my mother told me later that she said, do you want to lose your grandson
and
over this?
She said no.
And so she met Monica. Now, I bring Monica over for dinner to my grandma's house. I lived, her apartment was around the corner from me in New York, in Washington Heights. I bring Monica. Within 5 minutes,
she's in love with
I
her.
Could have jumped off the roof.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have cared. They were so close, so fast. And when my grandmother died, I was in California working. I had to work. And the only person in the room with her holding her hand was Monica. That's how close they were. Yes. Very beautiful. So my wife converted for her. And she never asked her to convert.
And how proud was your grandma?
She was a little afraid for Monica.
Why?
She literally said, don't you know the world will hate you?
Anti-Semitism.
Yes. And she said, I love the religion. I love you. I love what you stand for. I love what you've been through. I love, right? So it was very meaningful. And of course, I always say that the converts, they're the worst because they really get into it. And if you're raised in it, you rebel against it mm-hmm. because it was forced on you mm-hmm. and they chose it. So they are into it.
That's such a good, yeah, it's yeah. like Gaga. My grandma
converted.
Was called Gaga and she converted. And she had the biggest mug and David around her neck. She like wore it, you know, badge
yeah.
of honor.
Proud.
Proudly yeah. used the most Yiddish words out of anybody I knew.
She used to say, how do you say it in English? And she was, you know, born in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Does Monica ever get a bit resentful that she doesn't get to come away with you?
Not at all. In fact, she comes when she can.
Yeah.
I want her to come as much as she can. I want the kids to come as much as they can. I like the family feeling of the show. I feel like it's a kind of a research library for you planning a vacation with your family.
Absolutely.
And so I want to show that these are not exclusive vacations that only I can take. Once in a while, I get some special treatment. It's obvious in the show that I'm getting into an experience that maybe not everyone can have,
yeah.
but most of the things are doable, not just for you, but with your family.
That's what I like about it, because I was in Marrakesh at the weekend, so I watched the Marrakesh show, and it was really great. I've been to Marrakesh before, and
oh, it's so great.
Sadly, I didn't get to eat as much of the food in the kind of souk in the Medina.
Yeah.
And then I watched yours after.
Yeah.
And I'd heard about Nomad, which is where you went and ate.
Yes.
But I loved the bit when you went and ate in the souk and you had the husband and wife.
Yes.
And you had the sandwich. It was mackerel. And
yes.
Or was it sardine?
I think it
and,
was sardine.
Yeah. And she was like, it's never going to work. And he was like, trust me. And
yep.
everyone loved it.
That's right.
And that's the and I think the program is so brilliant because, yes, anyone can go to that place.
Absolutely.
However, you do have the more elevated dining experiences as well.
Once a show, we like to show a splurge because I believe that's what a lot of people do on their vacation. They set aside one night for the splurge, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have the greatest job in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so jealous of you.
Yeah, we are.
You should be.
I slightly resent you, but you're really nice, so.
But the whole point is, you can do it. I tell kids, this is what your money's for. After rent and food, you save your money so that you can travel. And when I was 23, I had my first trip to Europe. I got a courier flight. I maybe had $200 to spend.
A courier flight. People
courier
used
flight.
To do that.
What is that?
You carried something over and you got a free ticket.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Right. So
yeah.
Someone
said, can you take this to England and it needed to be looked after?
It's a little more formal than that. Yeah. This was a company called DHL, which is now a giant company. But before they were a giant company, they would send their stuff as a passenger's, as excess baggage.
Yeah.
You would find out where you were going that week. You get a free flight, let's say to Zurich.
You get luggage tags. You never touch their stuff. You have luggage tags, and then you hand it off to the DHL guy at the end of the
line. So where was your first trip?
I think landed in Frankfurt, got right on a train and went to Paris, met friends, and then took an overnight train to Florence. And in that cabin with us in third class was a couple named Dania and Dario, and they worked in the family bakery in Florence. And we stayed up all night with a cheap bottle of wine and talking, and I had the time of my life. They drew pictures in my journal of where I should go in Florence. They drew the Duomo.
As if I was going to miss it.
As if anyone could miss it when they walk into the center of Florence. But they also gave me the address to the family bakery. So, of course, the very first thing I did, because I love these two, he spoke no English, she spoke a little. But we had so much fun.
All night.
Yes.
I love that.
By the way, that train ride from Paris to Florence, you go through the Alps.
Oh, wow.
And so the picture windows are just, so you eat breakfast watching the Alps go by. I mean, I recommend, when you're 23 and you come from New York City, you have no conception of what the world is and how beautiful it is outside. And I get to Florence, first stop, that bakery. And the father, who owns the bakery, he loved that I came from America. This was 1983. He says, America, John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Thumbs up, right? And he starts feeding me everything from the bakery. Then he tells his neighbors, the lady from next door at the trattoria, she comes with a bowl of pasta. Because why? Because an American boy is here.
Mm.
I mean, I couldn't believe that I was treated like a prince. They set up a table. They brought me chocolate. They brought me dessert. They brought me all this amazing food. I was treated like a king. And I was nobody. I was just a kid. How do you not fall in love with travel after that? Right? Dania and Dario are my friends for 40 years.
That's so wonderful. And it kind of feels like it was written in the stars for you, this whole, your career and how it's ended up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any bad meals?
Yes, of course.
And that you haven't been able to put in the show?
People say, it looks like you like everything. I say, yeah, I like everything I put in the show.
Yeah, exactly. Right, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So the things that I'm not crazy about, first of all, I'm not there to critique. I'm not there to ruin someone's business.
No.
I don't want to say this is bad, but first of all, it's just one stupid
just
guy's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You might love it. So who am I to say this
yeah,
is bad?
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
There are occasions when I taste something that is terrible to me, and my brother will keep it in because it's funny.
Right.
He thinks it's hilarious anytime I suffer in any way. So if I eat something, like there was this thing, and I know it's a delicacy, and I would never want to insult a culture or offend anyone. But there's something in Chile called puré. Do you know what this is? Puré is a sea creature. And the chef who had given me fantastic food, he's one of the best chefs in South America.
Yeah.
He cuts open this diseased-looking coral and pulls out the beating heart of this thing. It's an orange glop. And because he'd given me all this great food before...
Yeah, come to mama.
I put it right in my mouth. I'm not very smart because I couldn't even describe how powerful and terrible. And he says, it's like a punch in the face, isn't it?
Oh,
and I
God.
Said, yes, it is. Thank you. I learned later because people wrote to me on Instagram, that flavor that you can't describe, that animal, that sea creature is very rich in iodine.
In what? Iodine.
Iodine. So, of course, you're only supposed to have a tiny bit.
Oh.
And you're supposed to douse it in lime and chilies and salt and all these other things to mask the taste. I don't
How
know.
Cruel.
I don't know if he...
Maybe it was such a delicacy.
I guess it is, but in very small quantities. I also was stupid enough to do the same thing with a 1,000-year-old egg in Hong Kong. I popped that in my mouth.
1,000-year-old.
It's not really 1,000. It just tastes that way. The first thing you taste is very, very rotten egg. And the next thing you taste is ammonia. And I couldn't understand the appeal of this thing. Well, you're supposed to take a sliver of it and put it into the hot pot with 50 other ingredients.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it just has a touch of funkiness.
But did they do that for you? No, they didn't. Ate it.
So it's a hot pot restaurant. All these things are sitting on the table.
Oh.
And I thought we were supposed to taste them like appetizers.
Oh, shit.
So this one Chinese lady, she said, I'm not touching that. And she's Chinese from Hong Kong.
Didn't that give you like a bit of a...
Well, it's my job to taste. So I said, if you try it, I'll try it. And she was so tentative about... She put it on half a hard-boiled egg, except the white is a brownish-orange and the yolk is a bluish-green, okay? and it looks radioactive. And she had half of it on her spoon, and she wasn't going to eat it. And I just took it, and I said, here, I'll do it. And I put the whole thing in my mouth, because I'm hilarious.
Do you ever get stomach upsets?
Yeah, sure.
It made you feel bad.
But the only time I ever got sick was in San Francisco.
Oh.
Of all, going all over the world, going to Bangkok street markets and Vietnam.
What had you eaten?
You know, I don't know, because I ate so many things that day. And I think I didn't want to say where I got food poisoning in the show. I left it in my experience, because that can happen. So I cut the place that I think I got it from. Mm. Listen, that's not fun. You've had it.
Where do you stand on oysters?
Love.
Oh,
love.
I couldn't even put one in my mouth.
No.
I'd rather die.
What? Really?
An oyster.
Oh, no. Mom, no. I've had some acid.
Jesse, you used to not like them, and you've let me down now.
Yeah, because
you've gone to the other side.
My taste buds have matured, Mum.
Jesus.
You know, I believe that your taste buds change over time, and that's something you didn't like years ago you might like now.
Yeah, I used to not like watermelon.
And now?
I love it.
Oh, that's great. I used to not like beets.
And now?
What child likes beets?
Yeah.
Right? And now I like them.
Phil.
Yes?
I'm really enjoying having you here, and I feel like I need to go on a trip with you or just come to LA and hang out
with
you.
That'd be nice.
Because that, I really trust you.
Thank you.
Did you ever meet Anthony Bourdain?
I did. I had dinner with him once.
And how was that experience?
I'll tell you, I was, he's one of my idols. Hmm. He's a superhero to me. He obviously reinvented an entire genre. And my show is, you know how I sold my show?
I read what you said.
I said, I'm exactly like Anthony Bourdain if he was afraid of everything. And so my show is merely a take on the kind of show that he pioneered. But when I met him and got to have dinner, he was so much warmer than his on-screen persona.
Yeah.
He's very cool, right?
He looks like a cool French film star.
Right, he does.
Where did you eat?
We ate at a place in Greenwich Village, I believe, with the notorious Mario Batali at the time. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That was my introduction to him.
Did he order well? Did you let him order? Did you order? What happened?
That's a good question.
Is the food that memorable, or more just the fact that he was just a rock star and really lovely?
When you're with a hero like that, I think the food was secondary. I don't even remember. I know it was an American restaurant. I think there was steak involved. I honestly don't remember the food.
Are you a big steak eater?
I love it. I love everything.
Mm. If I were to order...
Yes?
Or buy steak, what would you recommend to buy?
Oh, the most flavorful cut might be ribeye.
Yeah, I love ribeye.
Yeah, I love ribeye
right?
too.
But I love... Have you ever been to Peter Luger's in New York?
No.
Oh.
But lots of people have talked
Hannah
about it.
Does.
In fact, I think maybe Ian Schrager talked about it.
Yeah?
But I hear it's amazing.
That's... They bring porterhouse for two or three or four or six people. It's magnificent. That's it. We put that in the show, too. I brought Massimo Bottura and Nancy Silverton there.
Oh, nice.
In the show. Yeah, that was fantastic. Massimo went crazy. Massimo turned me on to something that I didn't even know I should order there, and it's their lamb chops. They're the best I've ever.
Okay, that's the next stop.
It is a good stop.
So,
Brooklyn.
Have we talked about the places that you adore in Los Angeles to eat, or the regular places that you'll go?
I love Mozza. We just mentioned that. I love Bevel, Bestia. I love Pizzana. I love Republique. Have you been there yet?
No.
It might be the best overall restaurant, because you can get the best breakfast, the best lunch, the best dinner. There's a diner in Maine. Have you been to Maine?
No.
Gorgeous part of the world.
Yeah.
New England.
Is that where you get your lobsters?
Your clam chowders.
It's where you get your lobsters and you get it. But there's a diner that was an old railroad car from 100 years ago. And the conductor of the train loved the dining car so much that when the train went out of commission, he bought the dining car, put it in a vacant lot, and he had the chef from the train keep the same exact menu that was on the train.
Oh, how funny.
And it's basic American staples like... eggs, bacon, omelets, French toast,
pancakes,
tuna sandwich, hamburger.
Yeah.
Okay? The basics. And when he died, a couple of chefs from the Gramercy Tavern in New York, fancy restaurant, they came, they bought the dining car, they kept the menu, and elevated everything. Just through the best ingredients. Like the egg you just gave me, that yolk like that.
Yeah.
Imagine that in an American dining car menu, right?
Yeah.
That, to get that with just your bacon and eggs, it's unbelievable to have that. That's one of my favorite restaurants I've ever been to in my life.
Oh, I would like to know your Last Supper. We got Matzo ball soup in there.
Good. I think it would be these childhood favorites. So my childhood favorites are hot dogs.
Hot dogs, which
I have
a butcher that I found. It's called European Sausage Kitchen. It's on Olympic Boulevard. And it's like going to, my family came from Germany. And so when they settled in New York, they found a German butcher that was just like when they were kids.
So the sausages.
And some of the meats are very unappealing to especially to children. I'm talking about large slices of bologna with blotches of fat in it, right?
That's what we used to eat, Wurst. We called it Wurst, but it wasn't called that. It's like puce colored. You ever had that color?
It's almost
we
like
call it Wurst.
Okay.
But that's just
like a bit salami. Liverwurst.
Yeah, but okay, this is kosher salami we had.
Yeah.
It's very bright pink.
Okay.
No, I think they're talking like mortadella, something.
It's something like mortadella, mortadella is the beautiful version of what I'm talking about.
Got it.
And, you know, tongue, my dad's favorite.
Me too.
I like tongue.
I've come to like it too.
With a good, like, an American mustard in there, tongue sandwich. Nice. Delicious.
It is delicious. And it's the stuff of delis, right?
If you just forget it's tongue.
Well, that's most delicious of the world's food culture.
I can do a pressed tongue, you know. I've made it, yeah. It's really weird because what
I think I don't want to see.
You have to curl it round into like a basin, and you put a weight on top to press it. But the thing is, you have to take off all that the taste buds. The taste buds. It's revolting.
I think you're losing viewers by the second. But I found a butcher, in LA, that makes turkey franks, homemade. So there's none of the guilt of the beef or pork and the God knows what's in there. This is, you know, turkey's a very clean meat, and it has a natural casing, so it has a snap, which is the most important thing in a hot dog. And these are my favorite hot dogs, actually. And not just because they're healthier than regular hot dogs, because they taste fantastic.
Right.
And what sort of bun do you have?
And that's what I make for myself on the nights when I'm not going out, or I'm just home by myself,
so
and Monica's working or something.
Would that be your comfort food, or can you be
absolutely?
A bit,
I think once a week I have this. I love it.
Do you put
sauerkraut on it?
Mustard.
A beautiful potato bun.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your bun. Whether you like a brioche bun?
I like a potato bun.
I've never heard of
a potato bun.
They're very soft and they almost melt.
Are they made with potato flour?
I think they are.
Yeah.
There's a famous company called Martin's, right? They make buns for burgers and hot dogs.
So you're not worried about your five a day of vegetables and fruit?
I drink a green juice in the morning, you know what the athletic greens are?
No.
And they're sponsored by them.
Is that true?
We have been, yeah.
Hey, have Athletic Greens, you could sponsor my podcast too, you know. I like you.
Now. You're welcome, Phil.
Yes.
We love Athletic Greens.
I have it every morning. I'm not even kidding. And I'm not getting paid to say this.
I'm used to the taste now.
I think it tastes a little like a pineapple.
I mean, me too.
Yes.
But it's when you forget about the spirulina.
Is it a powder? Do you buy it as a powder?
Yeah, it's a powder. And that you shake it up in their little bottle. What are you doing now?
Okay, so listen. It's your birthday.
Uh-oh.
And so
I'm going to move this away.
Did I eat enough?
I love this.
Look, I finished a lot.
This is Honey & Co., where you should absolutely go and eat next time you're here.
Israeli?
Israeli. They are a couple.
Sarit.
Sarit and Itamar. They're a couple, and they have a beautiful restaurant, and they have a deli. Anyway, they're fantastic. Because you're in London for your birthday, this is just like what every person has when they're in the office. Or if you've run out of time to make a cake, it's a Colin the Caterpillar.
Where's the candle?
I will get the candle and we will sing Happy Birthday in 1 second.
I'm very familiar with this because I just did Chris Evans' show.
Don't say he just gave you a Colin the Caterpillar. Fuck off. Today?
Today.
Oh my God.
Right before I came here.
That is hysterical.
And it was
how unoriginal of me.
No, it was my first meeting with Colin.
Oh, do you want to take him home?
No, because I'm not living here. But I gotta get a picture. I didn't get a picture there. But this is Colin the Caterpillar. The lady there said, you want to take either the head or the tail of the caterpillar because that's where the chocolate is most concentrated.
That's where my grandchildren fight to get the head or the thing.
Okay. I've got a pee for Phil.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Look at that.
Are we going to sing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Phil. Happy birthday to you.
Make a wish.
Did you make a wish?
He's wishing he never sees a Colin the caterpillar again.
Wait, come here 1 second.
What are you going for?
Bend over.
Aww. Oh, you're so sweet. I love
Thank you.
Would you like a smidge of the babka then?
Yes.
Yeah, try the babka.
Take Colin away.
Mr. Smidge.
I want the kids to have it.
Phil, you're so polite at declining food. It's really amazing. It's an art that you've obviously learned how to do because I think I want the kids to have it.
Do you think maybe take it out the tin, darling? It might help. Sorry.
Help yourself, Phil.
Thank you.
And you do not have to eat all of it.
Here I go.
How is it?
Come on. You have a babka?
I love babka.
Okay, so here's the thing.
It's a sexy babka, isn't it?
Because most babkas that I've had in my life...
Is that other?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
...are dry.
No, this is not
you
dry.
You've been to Israel?
Yes, I have.
When you get the rugel there...
This is the best babka.
It's moist like this and gooey and chocolatey.
Oh, my God, Jesse.
It's so fantastic,
it's
right?
It's so yeasty.
I'm eating this whole thing.
This is delicious.
I mean, I'm thrilled, but, you know, I just slaved over...
You've got to go to their restaurant... It's the most delicious food.
I'm not eating this whole thing. I want to eat this whole thing.
So we've got, I want to know a really nostalgic taste of your childhood or somewhere that can transport you back to somewhere.
Because Mom wasn't a world-class chef.
That's so sweet.
We used to beg to go to McDonald's. We used to beg for fast food. I would come home after school, let's say it was 3 o'clock, 3:30. My mother wouldn't get home till 5:30, 6 o'clock. So I had a couple of hours to eat cookies and donuts. First of all, I loved it, but it was also a bit of self-preservation because I knew dinner was going to be not very easy to eat.
Is that why your program's called Somebody Feed Phil?
You know, psychologically, that might be why, but I just thought it was a funny title as if it denotes a character that needs to be taken care of.
Also, the theme tune is beautiful.
It's the best.
You
know Lake Street Dive? Do you know the band?
No.
Oh, well, you're a singer. You have to know this band.
I just love her voice.
You never heard of Rachel Price?
No, I'm so sorry, Rachel.
That's okay. You please go on iTunes or Spotify today, everyone listening, and look up Lake Street Dive because it's not just my theme song, which I think is the best song in the world.
Yeah.
They are phenomenal.
Okay.
They met in music school and they formed a pop group. But Rachel can sing literally anything. She's a favorite of Stephen Colbert's on all the time. She does jazz albums with somebody else. Rachel Price, everybody.
Okay, back to cookies and donuts.
Cookies and donuts.
You knew you weren't going to get a good meal from your mom.
So that's a nostalgic thing. Do you have the brand Entenmann's here?
I've seen it in...
Baked goods
in a box.
Every Jewish home has a box of Entenmann's on the top of the refrigerator. Right?
Yeah.
And I used to covet their chocolate-covered donuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious. So that's a memory. I'm saying all the things. This would, not only is it the meal that you're talking about, but it would be the last meal. Hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza, fried chicken.
Where's your favorite fried chicken?
I think the best I ever had was at Dookie Chase's in New Orleans.
Oh,
people talk about Willie Mays. That's very good. But my favorite is Dookie Chase's because it's not as much batter.
It's quite fast foody, that Last Supper.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza, fried chicken.
Pudding, dessert?
Anything chocolate. I love anything chocolate.
And drink
of
choice?
We'll let you have the head if you want.
What's your drink of choice?
I love tequila.
Any type? Have you had a drink yet for your birthday?
I haven't, but I'm good.
Are you sure?
Jesse's got great tequila.
I have
tequila.
So much work to do after this. I can't. I don't want to be...
You what like tequila have too? You got,
I've got into it. I talked about them before in the last season, but there's a South London, which absolutely should not make sense, that a South London bunch are doing a really nice tequila.
No kidding. They
suggest it with tonic and a slice of grapefruit, and I really like that. So it's like a gin and tonic.
What's the name of the tequila?
El Rayo.
Never heard of it. Have you heard of Tepozzan?
No.
So I learned about this
that a lot of the tequilas that we love, the flavors are added. The flavors there's additives in it. Oh, and it happens in wine as well. They just don't tell you about it because if it's less than a certain amount, they don't have to.
Oh, really?
And so almost everything we like is fake. Isn't that terrible to learn? So, but there is a website where you can go on and see which tequilas are additive free. And so I look for those now. Yeah, Tepozan.
Can I just ask you, when you came in, you said don't put milk in tea because it ruins the...
No, it kills the polyphenols. I learned this in Hong Kong.
Why do you want polyphenols in
your life? These are the nutritive and medicinal properties of tea. That's why it's like one of the world's healthiest drinks is tea. But when you add milk, it destroys that. However, if you like it with milk, yeah, you should have it that way because it makes your life better.
Is there any other way to get these poly thingy ones?
Probably a supplement.
Okay. And do we need them? What do they do for you?
I have no idea.
Does it make you look young forever?
You don't need it.
Okay, thanks.
Phil.
Me and Gaga.
Yeah.
Me and Gaga.
Listen, enjoy your dinners out in Los Angeles.
There is a small
issue. Have you been to Greece yet?
No, I'm dying to go.
You've got
to
do that.
That's our favourite.
Come meet me there.
Let's talk about you investing in... Are you allowed to talk about it or not?
I'll talk about it.
Are you invested in?
Many, many. I'm in over 25 restaurants.
I mean...
I can't even keep track. I'm not very bright.
That's the most stressful industry. Do you feel kind of a responsibility because you've enjoyed so many good meals that you felt like...
I was doing this before the show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Listen, I'm very lucky. Raymond was successful. I have some extra money to share, and my wife and I have a foundation where we support the arts in schools, music, theater, dance, the visual arts, everything. And for me, what you just did is one of the arts. Oh, right?
Thanks, Matt.
It's true. And why should our sense of taste be regarded as anything less than our sense of sight or hearing, right?
Hey, yeah, I mean, nothing brings me more joy than food.
Right.
Music and food, but food.
But when I travel, yes, I love going to the museums. Yes, I love the culture on the streets. I love the street art. I love everything. I love everything about what I do. But the food is you are literally taking in the culture and the spirit of the people, right? And the love that goes into that. And I think when it's great, it affects all the senses. I always tell this story about, and I'll bet you can relate to this. You have a bottle of wine in Italy. Over dinner, and you and your husband, let's say, well, this is the best wine we ever had. Can you believe how great this wine is, right? Let's buy a case, and we'll take it home. We'll have it at home. And you take it home, and you're saving it for a special occasion, and now you pop open that bottle of wine, and you pour it, and here we go. We're back to, it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Because, why? Everything that you're feeling, seeing, hearing, smelling, the air, the temperature, what you're looking at, who you're with, affects literally your taste, right? So you can have it as a souvenir, but it will never be as good or as beautiful as the time you had it when you were there. That's why you have to go. That's why you have to travel.
There is nothing better than some rosé wine at Agnondas eating grilled fish.
When are you filming the next season?
I don't know if there is a next season.
What do you mean?
We don't know everything.
You need to go to Greece.
Of course I do.
Yeah. But I'm going to go. You need to go to India.
The good thing is I can go on my own if they cancel my show.
That's true.
That's true.
And so can you, everybody. Yeah. You can all go. That's what life is for. Listen, people who don't travel, I'm talking to you. Let's say you were given a house as a gift, a whole house. Would you stay in one room of the house?
No.
Okay. We want to see all the rooms, right? So we have this gift. It's called the world. Go check it out.
It's true.
While you're still here.
Phil, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
I love you guys.
I love you.
Now we're friends. And now I think at the very least I owe you a meal.
That is
absolutely.
I'm absolutely calling you up.
We're with you on that.
Thank you for being here.
I loved meeting you guys. That was the best part. As good as all the food was, the best part was meeting you.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
I feel hugged.
I feel hugged. I feel,
That was a really good dose of Phil Rosenthal.
He's a kind, warm man.
He's very, very lovely. And I love the fact that kind, sweet people can be on television and be very successful.
Very positive.
Positive, generous, but quite honest, you know. Also has the best tips. He's like my dream husband, my dream person to go out with.
I'm not sure that you'd like his last meal, though.
No, that was...
Hot dogs, it was a bit disappointing.
But I do want to go to that place now.
Which place?
The place he talked about, the Turkey Frankfurter place.
Oh, where you can get them.
And a potato bun I'd like to try one. Does anybody in London do a potato roll?
Or a Turkey Frankfurter. You can buy turkey sausages. I wonder if there's anyone doing Turkey Frankfurters. Because Frankfurters are slightly cooked, aren't they, before you eat them?
They are a good little nifty thing to
I have. Think you can get kosher Turkey Frankfurters.
Okay, great.
I'll go to Kosher Kingdom this weekend.
Okay, great, thanks. Phil has not only done Chris Evans, who pipped me to the post with the column of the caterpillar, which I'm
Did
very
you think you were a little
about.
Original, darling?
I just thought...
He didn't have a P on his, though.
He set me up, though, Phil, because he went, what is this? And then he fucking knew what it was. He'd had it 2 hours earlier in the bloody radio.
But he's not eaten any.
He didn't actually eat any. He's very good at not eating. His willpower is unbelievable.
I couldn't... But he's very slim, Jess, for some of the food programme. I wouldn't be... I'd eat
like,
everything.
I'd be like Pavarotti.
But me too. But he is someone who's eating about 5 meals a day. So he'd started off at breakfast. He'd gone
We'd
for
already
a cheese,
had the cheese toasty.
Toasty, which he probably had one mouthful.
But you know what? I think we all need to try that cheese toasty now.
It sounded like caramelised leeks mixed. I'm not quite sure that you get cheese that oozes right through the bread when you melt it.
I think you've got to trust Phil.
Okay, we'll trust Phil. Better trust Phil.
Somebody feed Phil better.
Better Call Saul.
You're getting all your
okay.
juice.
So, what's
up,
the other Raymond?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Oh, everyone loves a cheese toastie.
Everyone loves Phil.
Everyone loves Phil.
Because Phil really doesn't eat anything and his lovely agent is gluten intolerant, celiac, I have enough fry up for.
We can have it tomorrow.
Really? Do you think
just
you can
heat it
a fry up?
Yeah, fine. Just the microwave
beans.
It.
I have
be
a lot
fine.
Of beans.
Do you think Little Chef made everything fresh? It's all done.
I'd like to think they did.
No, are you wrong?
Please send in your recipes. I did a fry up today. I'm running out of ideas. Please send them to hello@tablemannerspodcast.com. We will do one on this series. We may even do two.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and we'll see you next week.
We won't see anyone, Jessie. We'll be talking to you next week.
It's just a bloody sign off.
Okay, darling.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.